This is special coverage from NPR News in Washington. I'm Bob Edwards, joined by NPR's Christopher Joyce and White House correspondent Don Gagne, who is with President Bush in North Carolina. The president today is speaking at Camp Lejeune, headquarters of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. He'll be introduced by Major General David Mize, the commanding general at Camp Lejeune. After his statement, the President and Mrs. Bush will have lunch with Marines and then meet privately with family members of U.S. servicemen who were killed or wounded in the war in Iraq. The President and Mrs. Bush will return to Washington this afternoon. Camp Lejeune and the surrounding community have been hit particularly hard by the war in Iraq. The President is making his appearance as U.S. forces are closing in on Baghdad. Some Army units have drawn to within a few miles of the city center. They've approached from the southwest, having crossed the last major bridge across the Euphrates River. U.S. Marines are headed toward Iraq's capital from the southeast, and they're traveling on a highway near the Tigris River, which flows through the center of Baghdad. Military officials in the Persian Gulf region are warning that serious fighting is still possible when U.S. forces enter Baghdad, but they have also suggested that the government of Saddam Hussein is weakening. At the U.S. Central Command briefing today in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said there is increasing evidence that Saddam Hussein's government has lost control of the military and of the Iraqi people.